You,
Bobby Talking Ish Podcast, episode number 5. All the way live. We are here. What's going on? I am your man, Bobby. And on the other side, of course, as always, your man Ish. What's going on, bro? How you feel, man? What's going on?
Everything's good, my guy. Hope everything's good on your side. Peace and blessings to all. We're going through some real shit right now. Mask up. This COVID season look like it's going to be all year. I know everybody's getting a little light because they think the weather's getting smooth with it. Everybody's getting a little careless. Please, man, focus, man. We all got to do our job so this could fall back.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, you know. And, you know, sports are supposedly back. You know, baseball's here. Basketball's here. But there have been a lot of setbacks, too, though. There have been some players who are not around, you know, who have contacted the virus, unfortunately. You know, there have been many players who are not around. And... you know, it's been a funny thing, man. You know, the city's back in tune. There's traffic back, people traffic, car traffic. Yeah, there's right. All that. There's all that around. So, you know, I don't know what to say about this, man. Like, I don't know what to do, really. Like, it's really it's the uncertainty of things. That's what's really getting me. So I don't know what to do about things, you know, so
that's just how it's going to be. Every day we're going to see it's going to be a list of names that's going to pop every day. And you got to hope that none of your star players fall victim. Because if they land on that COVID-19 list, the season's pretty much over.
I mean, you see what I'm saying, though? The thing is, like, okay, let's say baseball starts up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they start up. And then all of a sudden, one player on the team contracts the virus, right? So then what happens?
That player gets quarantined. The team probably gets a couple of days off. They all get checked and the season continues. They'll ship another group of players. Probably they get rid of.
Yeah. I mean, you see, in my mind is that the season's over. Once one guy or one female gets the virus, this is done. That's it. You're done. You got to stop everything because no matter what guys are doing or teams are doing or organizations are doing, you're done, man. No matter what you sign, you know, the Mets signed Melky Cabrera today, right?
Yeah, he added him to the taxi squad.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, see, of course.
Because they're going to be going back and forth. That's how it's going to work, bro.
That's what's going to happen. And I'm worried about that, man. So what's going to happen with that? Like, how do you do that? How do you make a team, you know, downtown? Your main team is uptown. Like, see what I'm saying?
Now, the hardest part is them taxi players. They're going to be coming straight from home to a game. Because where are they going to get work at?
You tell me.
Exactly. They can only play intra-squad and stuff like that because up here there's not a lot of fields they got access to, as long as they use St. John's. But I don't know how that's going to go. You know, I'm pretty sure they got that all figured out. But
I mean, apparently they're using Yankee Stadium
and
City Field. Yeah, so I mean.
Yeah, but how much work can you get on there? You know, you can't really do much. You don't got that much space.
I mean, it's crazy, man. I mean, listen, all these sports teams are coming down with the virus, man. Like Spencer Dunwoody came down with it yesterday on the 28th of June, played for the Nets.
Yeah, man.
You know, DeAndre Jordan came down with it. You know, so the Nets are looking like a phantom team. Like, yeah, what's going to happen?
I know what's going to happen. They're going to start having open tryouts, kid. So they could have people from the Rucker show up or something.
Ooh, yeah, boy. Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean? Good somebody point. That got yeah, handle. Yeah, call them white chocolate. Let's go. Dribble pass. You know the move, baby.
Yeah, of course. Back in the day. Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm an Allen Iverson guys back guy. In. I'm an Allen Iverson guy. Back then, that was my guy. Man. I know he didn't get the rings, but AI, he was like Picasso out there, man. You know what I mean?
Yo, is he speaking of that guy, AI was unreal.
He was
as we came up, was he the best point guard? The best point guard scoring ever.
He can make a good strong debate, man. Because I know he had a good 6 year window where he was leading top scorer MVP. He was doing it, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, of course, though. But I'm saying like the PG scoring point guard scoring the best scoring point guard ever in history of the of basketball.
Let's go back way back in time.
Let's go back in
this. The Pistol Pete days?
Ooh, or Bob Cousy days.
Okay.
That was all the assist men. They all assisted. Pass the ball. AI.
Is a scorer.
Yes, sir.
So he was almost like a shooting guard playing point. You know what I mean?
No, he was a point guard. He was a man on the court. Give him the ball, he's good to go.
Everybody know his crowning moment was when he dropped Jordan on that crossover. You know, and I was like, I'm here now.
Yeah, of course.
You know, but you know, he's down with Charles Barkley. You know, Hall of Famer, but didn't get the ring. That's just how it goes.
Of course. I mean, there's many of them.
Yeah, but they still studs, though. You know, I ain't trying to knock them. Like, you know, they alone couldn't win it themselves. They need their team, but they pretty got them there a few times, though.
Well, that's a good point you brought up. Who's your best star that didn't win the ring? Who is it?
You got a list. Let's list them. Well, you got Barkley. You got AI.
Give me top five. Just give me top five. Don't run down the list. Don't bother people. Just give me top five.
That's tough, B. Who your top five? If you ask a motherfucking question and if you're so fucking aggressive with it, bitch nigga.
I asked you first, bro. I asked you first. Don't be scared.
I got writer's block right now, man. Like, help a nigga out, you hear?
All right. So listen. Number one, gotta be Karl Malone.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Number two. The mailman.
Yeah. Never delivered, though. Never delivered.
Facts, gay. Never delivered.
You know what I'm saying? Number two, gotta be. Oh, man, I got. That's a tough one for me. Gotta be.
Patrick Ewing.
See, that's what I'm gonna say. No, that's gonna be tough for me. It's gonna be Charles Barkley.
Yeah, Chuck, definitely.
Yeah.
Who else?
Yeah, and your man can't. And Charles Barkley cannot hit a fucking golf ball straight. You ever see him hit a golf ball? It's fucking disgusting. It's like a Caesar. It's like a fucking. Like someone got to give him medicine or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, so number three in my mind,
definitely Patrick Ewing. Patrick, man.
All right. Number four. Ah, man. So this is where I differ. Okay. I'll go with that.
No,
I'll
man.
Give you that one.
Yeah, I got to be up there. I'll give you that fam. One.
I'll give it. See, but AI is a different story because the ones I named was big men.
True.
Right? So, you want to talk about the little guy, AI, that guy can score on a big man if he wanted to.
And he played in the big boy era when you could put your hands on players and he still was doing his thing.
Yeah, of course, man. That's when basketball is basketball, man.
Facts.
Basketball was basketball back then, man. You know? That's why I miss those days. I miss those days, man, like where you can just, you know, you got the Pistons, the Knicks, you know, everybody.
Nah, but
man,
that's why the NBA right now is not as popping, because whenever the Knicks suck, is not good for business, you know? And they've been sucking forever, so.
I agree with you with that.
No, it's just let me just say this. It's just what I mean by that. The New York market is a money market. If you go to Knicks games, they made the dungeon for the last 20 years and they still sell out. You know what I'm saying? So on a business tip, they're making money. They're not winning, but they're making money.
Yeah. But what I tell you, you know, that's the whole thing.
I wanna ask you a question though. Which career you rather have? Would you rather have Tim Duncan's career or Kobe Bryant, rest in peace, you know, God bless his soul, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a tough one. You may want to light a bogey for that and think about that shit.
I got it on my head right now. But be more specific. How, like, what?
Career, like their career. If I'm not mistaken, they both, I think, got five or four. I think Duncan got four, right? Because he got three Dolo and he got one with the Admiral. Remember?
The Admiral, David Robinson.
Factory. So as a rookie, I think he came in.
Number 50.
He came in and won a chip his rookie year because of that situation. But not to fall off topic, the best NBA coach is Popovich. He's the Belichick of basketball.
Think so?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Because remember,
I don't know about that,
so,
bro. Phil Jackson.
He's not coaching
bro.
Right now, though. You didn't understand what I said. You feel me?
Oh, you're talking about acting.
Yeah, I'm talking about coaching right now. You know what I mean? If he was coaching, I probably would have thrown it at him. But the shit show he pulled with the Knicks. Fuck Phil Jackson. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, listen, Popovich got a lot of things on his mind. He brings a lot of things to the fucking table.
I don't
agree with what he says. But anyway, it don't matter.
He's a straight shooter, man.
Yeah. Of course.
You know what I mean? Everybody's entitled to say what
that's
they
cool.
want. You know what I'm saying?
And that's cool. That's cool. First Amendment. That's cool.
Factory. So, but I'm talking about on a coaching tip. Coaching tip. You know what I'm saying?
Coaching tip.
How you even questioning that, my man?
Yo, active?
Right now, you can't even come up with a name, and you acting like Popovich is a bum, yo.
No, I'm trying to find somebody else. I'm trying to find somebody else.
You're gonna have a tough time.
You know what I mean?
Too.
And honestly, I can't. I can't.
All right.
You got me on that
there
one.
You got
me on
white
that
flag,
one.
Baby. Woo!
Good call.
I gotta try to stump you once in a while because you be knowing everything. All right,
yeah,
you be knowing
yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
All right, so back to the topic at hand. I said what I meant by Duncan and Kobe is that they both had great careers. One was more flamboyant and more demanding, and one did it quietly. You know what I'm saying?
See, but I want to say flamboyant. Kobe wasn't flamboyant. Kobe was a gym rat. Kobe was that dude, man.
It was like, yo,
if you want to win, you follow me. You know what I'm saying? Like Kobe was that dude, man. If you ask me, I propose the question.
I'm definitely gonna take Kobe's career.
And why? Tell me why.
I'm gonna tell you why. Cause when he played, in a real tough era. He came in as a youngster, I believe, at 18. He was one of those guys that came out of high school. One of the first dudes. The factory. And what I loved about him, once he hooked up with Shaq, it was two egos, and you saw who won that situation because they shipped Shaq out after a few years. And they won a three-peat, and they still I wish they would have mended that because they would have probably won five chips if they would have stood together.
Yeah. Yo, if Shaq and Kobe would have been down for, like, 8-9 years, bro, 10 years, bro, that would have been like,
been a different story.
Oh, forget it. Yeah, forget it, man.
No, they won't be talking. They won't be talking about LeBron Jordan. They'll be talking about Kobe and Jordan.
At the same time, if he was still alive, and he would have played, maybe 1-2 years longer. Forget it.
Nah,
bro.
Down the stretch, the Lakers did good by him. They paid him, even though they were rebuilding, and they let him shoot put up stats for himself, man. But he broke down. You know, when he started breaking down at that age, he aged quick. You know, it's not like LeBron. LeBron is durable. You know, LeBron went 16 years.
No, you know what happened
before he got hurt with the groin game. You know what I'm saying?
The Achilles is what
that's
killed
a tough
Kobe.
Injury.
That's what fucked him up, bro.
So that's So now that you said Achilles, Kevin Durant opting out, it's a great move. Or you thought if he would have came, he would have been like on some Willis Reed shit.
I mean, listen, what he said. He said, listen, if I wasn't hurt, I probably wouldn't go anyway to the bubble.
Nah, that's risky, man.
So I'm like, okay.
That bubble's risky, man. They're in Florida, man. Florida is a pandemic crisis.
Listen,
right?
Man, I cannot condemn or say anything bad about anybody not wanting to go into the bubble.
I respect them, man.
You know
safety
what I'm saying?
First.
I can't do that. Yeah, cool. But yeah, that's cool with me. That's cool with me. Your family is your best interest at heart. Boom. Go ahead. Your health, do that. That's what's up. Go ahead. But at the same time, there's going to be people that, like, you know, me and you, who are fans of basketball, football, baseball, that want to see it going on. But you cannot say anything bad about people not wanting to go.
Nah, you can't. You can't say it. You got to respect the decision, man. You know?
Yeah, but of course, man.
You know, but...
You know? I mean, listen... Baseball, Zimmerman in on the Nationals.
And the pitcher, Ross.
Yeah. And Leak.
There's a few of them, and your boy Ian Desmond, too.
Ian Desmond.
Facts.
Yeah, of course. Ian Desmond. And he's got his IG out there quick.
He had like a five-page. I heard he had like a five-page IG joint, son. He went in.
He's out there.
Celebration. Listen, shots fired. You
heard? Yeah, I got it. Boom. There you go.
Yo, Bobby Talking-ish. Don't forget. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Continue. Brought to you by Anchor.fm, where you can hear the tunes, because my man Beto, he's the next DJ coming. That's going to be our next venture. Y'all going to be on the lookout for that shit. We're about to start spinning vinyls, and we're going to really get it popping. But
Bobito Fresh in the house.
Bobito Fresh, you know what I mean? AKA Remy Ma into the face.
Don't say that.
Okay.
Bobito Fresh, that's it. Bobito Fresh, that's it. You know? That's it, man. Yo, but listen. Yo, how you feel about Jamal Adams, man? What's going on with him?
That's a great...
How you feel?
I'm going to tell you how I feel. I think... He has a right. He has outplayed his contract. I just think we're going through a pandemic, and he picked the wrong time to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because think about it. When he signed the contract, he thought he was good. He outplayed it, which if he would have came to the Jets behind the scenes before not going to IG and start making all these little movies, because that's the problem with this generation now. The superstar players... Our problem, because they divas, you know what I'm saying? They freaking, you know, that could have been handled much better behind the doors. Because right now, what they're going to do? He's going to play, you think he's going to go all out? I don't think he's going to even go to show the camp. He's probably going to hold out if they don't trade him. If I was the
Yo,
Jets,
but he's still,
try to,
he's still,
I'd
he's
try
still
to
on
him.
The contract, bro. He's still on the contract, bro.
Yeah, but you got an undisgruntled employee. That's not good for business. You know what I'm
but
saying?
You're under contract though.
It don't matter.
You're under contract.
He's out here.
It don't matter.
If he's disgruntled,
you're under contract though. You're under contract. You're in the contract.
He's forcing his hand. He's forcing his way out of the Jets, B. He's gonna be such a nuisance.
You want to go.
So what the best thing the Jets could do is start picking up the phone. I will call Dallas right away. Dallas is thirsty. You know, they just gave Dak. They franchised him. Man. So they could easily get him. They give him a one and
they
a
can't
two.
Sign him, though, for his money, though. He wants money. They can't sign him for money, though.
Let me tell you something. A team that has a chance to get in the playoffs, I think he'll take a little less. You know what I'm saying? Because he just added Tampa. You don't think
he wants to go to Dallas. He wants to go to Dallas for less money. And they can't sign him. They cannot sign him.
They got Jerry Jones, man. He get it done, man. He'll do something. He'll trade.
Nah, bro. It's salary caps. It's salary caps, man. It's salary caps.
I'm just giving you my 2 cents. You know what I'm saying? If I was the Jets,
and I'm telling you the facts.
Yeah, but listen, there's always ways around stuff, fam. There's always ways around stuff. Yes.
Not like this. You cannot finagle contracts.
But it doesn't have to
of this thing.
I know, I got you. But
You can't do it.
Yo, Beto.
Yeah.
You gotta stop sipping. Listen.
No. You gotta stop fucking smoking, bro.
Yo, I haven't smoked all day. What are you trying to tell my listeners, man? Calm it down, man.
Wait, tell my listeners. You tell my listeners too.
Yo, you're drinking iced tea, man. You don't want to get all jumpy.
I'm just telling you.
Listen, you asked me. It don't have to be Dallas. It could be the Patriots. He just gave Belichick mad love right now. Don't you? Oh. Look, I could name somebody that did the same thing. Ooh. Revis, but Revis was his body of work was longer before he did all this bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So now look, do me a favor. Answer my question right now. You were a Jet fan, all right? You're a Giants fan. But, yes, of course, you and I both. But if you are a Jets fan and he's out there saying, you know, that social media bullshit, whatever he was doing, yo, come to Dallas, man. Come to Dallas. I'm trying. How you feel about that, man? You can't do that. And telling your man on a Jets, yo, it's been a great, you know, it's a pleasure. Malloy, whatever his name is. Yo, it's a pleasure.
I'm going to tell you why. Cause I just fucking said that, and you're having a fucking Rick James moment, my guy, my man. Yo, that's the reason. Oh, yeah? That's the reason I'm trying to tell you that he's causing so much drama that's the same way Antonio Brown did it. The platform is there for him to get out of the team, B. And you saw what AB did. AB went through like fucking 4 teams in a year, bro. He did some crazy shit. And he right now, OBJ was just talking shit about Eli that he couldn't get it to him. He started, once he got paid, he started seeing the writing on the wall because when Barkley got there, he saw Barkley, it was Barkley's team, you know what I'm saying? And I think that rubbed him the wrong way a little, some made him feel some type of way. And, you know, after they paid him, they saw they got Daniel Jones, a young quarterback. If they want to mature him, you saw how quick they got rid of Shockey when they got Eli Manning because Shockey was a problem. Ugh. So they did the same thing with OBJ.
Shockey was dope, son. Shockey was dope. Me too.
I love Shockey. I'm tight that he didn't get a ring, but that's how the ball bounces sometimes, yo. You know what I'm saying? A lot of my favorite players didn't get rings, but I still respected their game. It's just like music. Some of my best artists, they don't go platinum, man. You know what I'm saying? But it's all right because their music is still fire. You understand?
Okay. So I might take to a different story right
where
now.
Where we at?
Who's your best artist who ain't going platinum? I got to ask you that question. Now, you brought it up. I got to bring it to you right now, bro. I got to bring it to you right now, man.
The best artist that never went platinum.
That is a hard story right now because we do not have the fucking background for this. We don't have... We ain't got facts. We ain't got facts.
Nah, because our fact team, our fact team's on vacation right now. So we right now are on the go.
Engineer is on vacation.
Yeah, on pay leave. He's somewhere right now. On pay leave, we take care of them because they got family, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I'm going to go with an underground, unsigned artist. Is that okay?
I mean, listen. I'm going to go mainstream.
So go ahead. You seem like you're edgy for the answer. You seem like you got an answer.
I'm asking you. I'm asking you, bro.
I don't know. It's a tough question. What you want to do? It's a tough question for me. I'd rather let me see what you say.
I'm going to go back.
Back in time?
I'm going to go back. Yeah, back in time, of course. That's what I do, man.
Oh, shit. So you're going back in the days when you used to wear your Parasuco pants and you had the 1970 porn star mustache?
When I grew a mustache, when I was 13 years old, yeah.
My man, you had a mustache out of the womb, my man. When you get... Yo, I love your mother, son. God rest her soul, boy. She gave birth to you, she took you right to a barbershop. You got a shape up. When you got baptized, they gave you a shape up, man. And you get shots fired for that. Fireworks all day, but...
Yo, bro, I hear that.
I love you, my nigga. You know, I love you. You know, me and you go.
That's all love, man. Yo, car seats, man. Car seats. You hurt? Yo, you're. Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, listen. The same thing, man. You know, go back in time. So it's, like I said, my thing is, yo, Coochie Rap, man. Coochie Rap is. It's been my thing for, you know, he's been my man since day one, since 88, 87, 88, something like that, you know. So, you know, I missed him on the last joint. I missed him on the last one, episode number 2. If you want to go back to that and check us out, I see our top 5. I missed out on Coochie Rap. So, yeah, man, yo, Coochie Rap was a definite miss, man. That's how my
salute. That's a great name. That's my fault. That's I love Coochie Rap. He's a star, you know, in my book. He's solid gold, you know. But in my case,
yo, Coochie Rap, in my case, DJ Polo and Coochie Rap was a fucking menace to society, man. That was a fucking great album, man. I mean, not the name, but it was a great album.
No, that's salute, man. That's a great name. And that's good that we shining light on Coochie Rap. He deserves it, you know. But my guy, I would definitely say KRS-One.
Of course.
KRS-One, BDP. Without a doubt. You know.
Yeah, man.
When Scott LaRock, early on with Scott LaRock. Rest his soul, you know what I'm saying?
Scott LaRock, rest his soul. Yeah, word up, man.
So, you know,
Scott LaRock,
there's,
man.
There's a lot of history right there, you know.
Bump, 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 bump. Yeah, man. Yeah, of course, man. That's yo. Knowledge reigns supreme over nearly everyone.
It couldn't have been said any better, man.
That's what it is, man.
So we switch. Let's switch gears because that was a deep convo right there.
But, yeah, what you got? What you got?
I was just thinking, beam, boom. Let's just say we on a plane and you get word that both pilots catch a stroke and the plane right now is on autopilot. What are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? You got options. You can either start texting your loved ones, telling them it's a wrap.
What the fuck you asking me, man?
I know what I would do. I will go to YouTube and see how to land a fucking plane.
Well, first up, I'm gonna light a cigarette.
Facts. In the cockpit.
In a cockpit. I'm a Russian cockpit. On the real. I'm a Russian cockpit. And I'm gonna grab that. I mean, what is that called? I'm gonna grab that
the flying handle. The flying gears.
Yeah. I'm gonna grab that. I'm gonna pull it back towards me.
Nah, but you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that.
Because I know that pulls the plane up. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm gonna do.
But you don't have to do it right now. It's on autopilot. You just stay cruise. You just get on YouTube. What I would do, I would look for the smartest. Man, the guy that's computer savvy, I'm like, you come with me, and you sit in the front, and we get it popping.
But you know what I'm gonna do?
If we're gonna die trying.
I'm gonna call the guy from Airplane Movie. That guy that just you pull a plug, and it's that he floats up. And it's that fat guy, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna call him. You know
that shit's gonna go to voicemail, and you're dying.
And if everyone knows the movie I'm talking about, that movie is hysterical. And when that blow up, yeah, of course. I'm showing my age.
So I'm like 65, B.
I'm about to retire, man. I'm like 70. I'm like 76 right now. I'm 76. You know what I'm saying?
I was just thinking, because, you know, we all got these smartphones and shit. That they got to be an app to teach you how to fucking fly.
You would hope so.
Flighty Simulator, you know what I'm saying?
You would hope so.
Don't get stuck with a prepaid. You be out there getting no service, man.
With a prepaid? You said a prepaid?
It'd be over. It'd be over for him. He might as well RIP, man. It's over, bro. Get a marker and start tagging up, man.
You said a prepaid, man. Yo, RIP, all people that find marker. Straight up, man.
Because it's over. Go hit the bar up, I guess, if they're playing, and get litty, I guess, right?
Why not? That's what you would do.
Right? Basically.
I mean, listen, if you're in an airplane, and it's going down. You can't even. I have no.
It was just something that crossed my mind. I know I'll be thinking some wild shit. But
yeah. Why would you think that, first of all?
It was just something, man, that it was on my mind. I was thinking about that shit. I just thought I'd let everybody know. It wasn't that. What it is.
that's a bugged out fucking. That's a bugged out thought.
Exactly, man. But that's what you get when you listen to Bobby talking ish. You get bugged out shit, man.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we always here. We always here for that crazy shit. You know what I mean? That's why we here.
You know what I mean? But freaking, hopefully sports
and listen sports shit, and listen.
You know, hopefully it can save the day, man.
You hear it?
You all right over there? You're trying to look for,
Well, you hear that, right?
Looking for a VHS movie or something? You're going to watch a little flick right now from 79?
Well, you hear that. That's why. Because people who hear us knows that, hey, you might get some real life background noise.
Word.
So that's what happens.
Well, you might hear my kids wilding out and shit.
You know? You hear? And you hear guys racing behind me. I got guys racing behind me. You heard that, right?
Oh, yeah, they were. You know what it was? They were filming Fast and Furious Part 25.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. Man. Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah, I mean, listen. Yo, Bobby Talking Ish, man. Podcast. We're here just to hang out and just, that's what we do, man. We just pop shit, man. That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? It's a great fucking how can I say it, man? How can I say it? It's a great thing that we do.
Nah. You know what it is, too?
Just a talk.
You know what it is, too? Just a talk. We did this shit for so many years that we never really just put it out there. And now we actually put it out there. And it's actually growing, you know what I'm saying, little by little, you know? But we just got to stay relevant and stay with some good content, you know?
Of course, man. Listen. I met, we can start it now. How we met?
Man.
You know what I'm saying? We met each other like 25 years ago or something like that.
Yeah.
I guess it was something like that.
Yeah, man. That shit was, you know? It was.
And it was, you know, it was a funny thing, man. You know, so I came in, Dolomite by myself. I came in.
You was looking like Napoleon Dynamite. Yeah. You know, you came in.
Napoleon.
my man came with the. He came with the ski boots tucked in, his jeans tucked in the ski boots. You know what I'm saying? My man had the mullet going on. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, "Yo," he was like, "What up?"
First of all, he's lying.
Bobby Fleming.
First of all,
I was like, "Hey, kid, what's up?"
Hey, ooh. Okay. Don't get too sincere with that. You know what I said?
Oh, but man, you're not.
Don't get it, yo. No last names, no nothing. You heard?
Oh man, gee, you can always edit that out, Pop.
Yeah.
That's
But I came in like, yo, it was good. What's happening? It's me. What's good, man? What's happening?
You came. You know? Was like, yo, it's me. He was smoking a 1,000 of Marlboro. The ashes, it was all one ash. He was like, what up? I was like, how the hell did he do that shit? That shit didn't even ash. Nah, but it was all love. It was all love. But you solid. You've been solid gold. Day one, you never switched up. So.
Oh, solid goal, yo, you know? Bro. That's the intro. The next intro is solid goal.
Ooh.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, man. You know it.
Where's Larry at?
Whoa.
Where's Larry at? Solid goal.
Y otra vez.
Ah, yeah.
Solid goal.
Uh huh.
That was a hit, bro. That's a party jam right there. You put that on, that's guaranteed 5 minutes with a shorty dancing. If you got skills, if you don't dance,
bro, we got money.
If you don't
dance,
money. Then you can watch somebody else dance.
Go money.
What?
You got money. I'm telling you, go money. And me, come from me.
Can you come from Dyke? You already know. You come from
You
know,
bro,
you like the United Nations. Yo, you like the United Nations rolling.
Yo, bro, you're pointing shit out, bro. You're pointing shit out, man. Come on.
Bro.
Let's go with you. Why you acting like you're the enemy of the state, bro?
Fall back.
I ain't, though.
Fall back, bro. Just...
All right, so we good. So we good.
Great, B, we good. You know.
All right. So, you know what? Yo, Lehman High School.
Ooh.
We go money.
Basically, so, yo, you know, we can't change our history, man.
You want to rock? We rock, bro. We rock.
We can't change our history, man. You just got to embrace it, man.
No, of course. Yeah, of course, man. Of course. I love it.
It made who we are. You know what I'm saying? Everywhere we grew up at right now, you know, right now you ain't living there. You know what I'm saying? But you're growing up. That's where you develop the roots. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, bro, man. I'm saying like this, man. I am so glad that I went to fucking Lehman High School.
Nah, we met a lot of good people there, man. There's a lot of good people that I stayed in contact with, you know. But
you know what I'm saying? Like, look, man, yo, I met you there. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate all the love that came from there because I got mad love there. I got mad love there. So Lehman High School, much love.
Well,
all y'all people, man. All y'all people, man. Y'all want to rock with us? Rock with us, man. Let's go. Let's get it down. We hang out. And that's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's cool, man. It's cool. It's cool, man. It's cool.
Nah, man. We developed some good relationships, man. It's some good people.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that some are doing good, you know. I don't know how everybody's doing. I just hope everybody's doing their thing because we are going through tough times. So hopefully everybody's doing well.
No, of course. Of course, man. I mean, listen, you were there longer than I was. You know, I was there for a short time, you know. So I hope that I was there for, you know, my time there. You know, I can say what I can say. But, you know, hey, man, just be careful. Just I hope everyone's okay, man. Well, that's all I can say, you know. So
hopefully, you know, when all this passed through, you know, we get up, man. We start connecting.
Yeah, of course, you know, of course.
See how things
man.
Are, you know.
Yeah, of course, man. You know, like all the people that we known from back in high school and
yeah, man.
From the streets, whatever it is, you know, whatever it is, man.
Nah, it's always good, man. Obviously, it's gonna be rough now with all these COVID shit,
yeah.
You know. But we gotta just make it, you know. We gotta be.
I mean, the streets.
Hours, you know?
I mean, listen, the streets. We hang out in the streets. You know, the streets is something different.
Well, we can park a lot, pimp, man. We pull up in a parking lot. You already know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? Just
yeah, of course. Just you know, and you know, and we, you know, it's Bobby talking this podcast. You know, always hit us up on Facebook, on IG,
Twitter. Follow us.
All that stuff,
us
man.
On all those.
Yeah, follow us. Wow. You know, hang out with us, man. Hang out with us. You know, because we want to hang out with y'all. So we hang out, you know, do the same damn thing, man. So, yeah, man. Same thing, dude. You know, it's a funny time. It's a funny time, a scary time.
Yeah, it is, man. You know.
But it's always, you know, it's when scary times come together, it's always when it comes, you know, when it comes together.
Preach.
You know? Yeah. You don't want me to do that. I ain't doing that.
On a serious note, man, everybody.
If you want me to, I'll get it down with you.
Listen.
I'll get it down.
Serious shit. Everybody mask up. Don't be thinking it's sweet, you know, because right now we on a survival mode, man. Let's everybody do their part. Hopefully, you know, things get better, you know. And on that note, you know, I think it's time to wrap it up. You know what I'm saying? Peace and blessings to everybody, you know.
Yeah, of course.
God
yeah,
bless,
of course.
You know, everybody. Love is love, you know. And that's what it do, you heard?
Of course it is, you know. And I want everyone to know that, you know, thank you for checking in to the podcast, Bobby Sokolnich. You know, you can find us on FB, Facebook, you know.
IG, Twitter.
Instagram, Twitter, all that. The major platforms, we are on that. You can find us on all that. Just check by the name. And we hope that you guys are all safe. Please be safe. Please be safe. And we're all there, man. So listen, it's, you know, it's day one. It's day one. But it's day 100.
Wow.
So if you check what that means, check what that means. All right, it's day one, but it's day 100. So, hey, live life. Live life. And that's it, man. So, we see you next time.
Wow. Be safe.
All right? All right, peace, Ish. Peace, man.
1,000, yo, later.
You're 100. Peace, man.